Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Gotta be careful with Dan, you know, because obviously we love and respect Dan, yeah. But you see, when Dan sets up, there is an evident difference. I love Dan, but when you're not here and Dan sets up, oh my god, bro! I tell you what, yeah, because obviously sometimes when this is like, what's probably the better way of saying it? It's like a well-oiled machine. So more time, when certain things happen, it's just, I don't need to oversee it. But fucking hell, when Dan comes in, sets up, and I come and see the episode 2 weeks later, I'm like, what's going on? What's happening, Dan? This is supposed to be his bag as well. Multi-talented Don, and he's not setting up the thing properly. Anyway, yeah, Frisco's here. What's going on, my G?
Mad, man's putting you on.
Big blast.
Blast.
Now, he's all right. He's all right. Do you know what it is, yeah? The gang who watch this, they think that I'm too strict on him. Because every time I'm telling him, he's talking off mic. Okay, so
Some man get paid to be there. Shout out to
you.
Wagwan, yeah, man. Look at the jacket.
Hey. Before that, though, because EA did ask a question that I was curious as well, still. Nah, he just said, who on a day-to-day, who are you listening to?
Ooh.
Ring.
I don't really listen to anyone day to day, but at certain points, obviously, depends who's got new music out. But artists that I listen to be honest, I listen to a lot of dancehall, as you probably
know. Yeah, of course.
Really. Yeah. I like Potter. I like Nines. I listen to like R&B, a lot of R&B as well.
Bro. Oh yeah, man! You know, I do the slow jam. So yeah, you know what I mean, if you want to pull up, yeah, you'll experience something.
Yeah, I've heard about it still.
Yeah. When you're ready, though, man, I know you're organic, Don.
Yeah. But yeah, that's me. Really. I listen to quite a bit of old school as well.
Okay. Who's old school hip hop? Okay.
And new school hip hop. To be honest, my musical palette is quite wide. Like, I listen to a lot of stuff. I can't say I just listen to one thing more than anything.
Okay, hypothetical. You know what I mean? Who's in your top five? If obviously it would never happen, innit? But who's in your top five you could listen to if, like, you could only ever listen to this particular artist, or you could only ever listen to five?
Yeah.
Who would be in the top? You don't have to tell me the five, but tell me one person who would be in the five. You could only listen to five artists. One.
Lil Wayne.
Right.
Vybz Kartel.
Strong.
Lil Wayne, Vybz Kartel.
I think Kartel would be in mine as well, you know.
Yeah.
In my five.
It's hard.
Poe, what about you?
Maybe Kanye.
Okay.
Maybe Kanye. Five.
Yeah.
Like,
Kanye's in your five?
Yes.
Yeah, he's been in my five. Yeah. So who's that? Kartel.
Kartel, Kanye, Wayne.
Wayne.
Wait, what did you say? Cartel when am I missing someone? I saw you said someone else. Oh yeah, yeah. You're giving me more than I, because I just said one. So you're giving me more than that.
There's more though. There's more. There's definitely more. I've just I listen to so much music. It's hard to just pinpoint it, but
that's hard.
It's a hard one still.
Go on. What about you?
No, you go.
That's
see us. You go.
Yeah, go on.
Have what? All five or just one?
No, just you could give me one. But if you can think of like confidently, this is in my.
Yeah, Kanye West is confidently in my top five, 100%, no questions asked. Right. That would be there. Only because of the longevity, the variety of sounds he mixes with. If this is the rest of my life, I need to know I can party, maybe have a bit of a down period, maybe chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe smoke a class B. I'm joking, I'm not going to smoke.
Right.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, but who else?
Oh, damn it, man. I thought you were going to go there.
I'd probably add Skepta to mine as
well. Right.
Yeah, for real. I want to think of someone.
I'd add Skeppy to my five.
Who's someone that you're not? Oh, Miss Hill.
No, I know.
Yeah. I'd have to because
I
that one.
I did think.
I have to. That one album gets repeat. Anyway, so like. That's my repeat album. And you know what? But I'm saying I can listen to just her, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, her and Mary J. Blige. Them two I need.
Right.
I need Mary and I need Lauren.
Just for my one that I don't think would reach much, but people wouldn't argue against it too much, would be Nipsey for me.
Oh,
Nipsey
is it?
Would be in my five, you know. I heavily, heavily listen to, like, Nipsey is a part of, like, an element of my default. So, like, I'll be listening to certain things or whatever, something new might come out. I might be in a certain space in that, and then as soon as I'm out of it, Nipsey. Then something else might drop and I might be in there for a little while. Like Quellum, he dropped and I was so on that.
That's crazy.
And then now I notice, like even yesterday when I'm getting ready and that, Nipsey.
But music, so he's your go-to guy then, basically.
He's my go-to guy, bro.
That's cool.
What's difficult for me today, yeah? Because I think, I was talking to Jamie about it, we listen to music the same way. So I listen to a project, I isolate the songs I want and then I'm gone. It's almost like your album is like a shop.
Mm.
And then we just come and just take what I like. All right, see you later. And I might come back,
I don't
but probably
to
not.
Music like that, though.
But no one don't really make albums for me no more. So we're like back in the day, I put on the album and I want to know the whole thing. I don't feel albums are made like that. So now I'm just taking a couple of songs and I'll see you later. I'll make my little like list on Spotify.
Yeah, no.
Back, do you know where I'm coming from?
Well, it gets to that. If you get an album and you only like three songs, then what else?
What can I do? Do you know what I'm saying?
You've got to listen to those three.
But I still find albums that I like, though.
Yeah, like Potter's album.
I loved Potter's album. I still find I still like to take in projects in its entirety if they are good. Do you know what I mean? But I do think that it is, with the amount of music that's being made today and the amount of artists that they are today, it's probably, it feels like it's harder to find something that resonates a lot for me at times. But I tell you what though, I find them though.
Of course.
And when
Max.
I find them, I absolutely batter them.
Yeah, it's TK Maxx. When you told me Column, I didn't tell you that I was listening to it. I needed to make sure that I wasn't just gassed.
Yeah.
A month in, you lot see No Heart. You see me promote No Heart. I'm jumping in Joe James DMs. Do you know how cold you are?
Yeah.
Like, fam, beg friend thing. But it's this crazy over there. Call him.
There's a certain stuff.
That's not begging friend, bro. Telling someone that they're cold is not begging friend, bro. Why do you? You need to start looking at shit.
Like don't tell me so. I'm not being serious. Come on, I do it to everyone. I jumped in Kiki Palmer's DM yesterday. She's never gonna respond.
Did you?
That's a different type of.
Come on,
that's
a different
type.
Wait, she's never gonna see it. What made you want
I
to do that?
I can't believe he tried to make
the same thing.
To make that the same thing. That is not the same thing.
That's him, you know.
The difference is crazy. But do you know, I'm too, my brother just saw me one day and he said to me, Poet, you're the most impulsive person I know. I literally could just be watching something. That's cold. Big man, do you know how cold it is? And I haven't even took into, this is Kiki Palmer. She's never gonna respond. It's just the moment. So music's like that for me. It could be Joe James, it could be Michael Jackson. If he responds, that's crazy. But do you know what I mean?
I hear it. If he responds, that's crazy. Hey, do you know what? Yeah, I have a certain I was thinking about this the other day. Obviously, I mentioned it lightly with Nipsey, but I have a certain default that I just, a style of rap or rapping that is just my default. So like, I can listen to many different styles of rap, but my default, I'm always going to revert back to my default. So like, for example, You know, like, see like the Dirk type rap or whatever. I can appreciate it, but I'm always going to go back to Jadakiss. Or I'm always going to go back to that style of rapping because that's just, it's just my default. So even with, see, like Drake is a good example of this. Pause. Actually, yeah.
Future, continue. That's the one that I've been for the rest of my life. Okay. Yeah, he's in forget yours. Everyone else okay. now.
Cool.
I'm going back to Future.
So like even when we would sometimes criticize elements of like what Drake was doing, he's doing the young thing or whatever. It's only that like he is able to provide me with elements of my default. So when I'm saying, oh, do you know what, the Ute thing and that, I understand it, cool, and I respect what it is that he's doing. But see, when he goes, reverts back to my default, I lean into that because that's my style. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So when it comes to rappers or even MCs, there's just a particular thing that I go for. I just like the style, bro. I just like the style. I think elements of it is like, if I was rapping, this would be me. I would be on that. Do you get what I'm saying? If I was a rapper, I would. This is the type of vibe I'd be doing. Not really so much the you thing and the word plays all a bit.
Do you think that's got anything to do with what you came up listening to?
100 million percent.
Yeah.
100 million percent.
Because maybe if you grew up, because obviously the youths nowadays, they're not growing up on Jadakiss. They might know. They probably know about Jadakiss, but they never grew up listening to. Obviously, because of the time. So whoever they grew up listening to now, that's going to be their default.
100. But you know what? I just used that as just a quick thing that came off the top of my mind, yeah? But like, let's say A2 or Benjamin AD.
Benjamin AD. Is
that's
crazy.
Benjamin AD fits into my default. So when he, I'm on that. And I think that maybe if I was a you, it just depends on who I'm around and what, I don't know, what I guess what, it's just in and around my community, which would probably help lean into that. I think if my little brother turned around and said he liked Benjamin AD, it might just be because of he's sitting in my car. It might just be because he's sitting in my car and he's listening to certain things or whatnot. And then he's like, right, I like that. So it takes those things. Do you get what I'm saying? If everyone's around me listening to a certain thing, I'll just probably lean into that. But that style there, that's my default.
Nice. That makes sense, yeah. I think we all have got a version of a default sound that we just go back to when we just need to sort of chill out. I've noticed by trade, despite the fact that I like so much different types of music, evening time, I actually need to chill. My life is so crazy, I need to chill. That's why I'm really happy with like people like Oakland. TJ's put me onto a lot of Oakland stuff, listening to this lot of lo-fi grime. Like, it just puts me in a space where I get a balance of both things. I get bars that make me go, but I'm doing it and I'm chilling at the same time. So I'm really in love with this little lo-fi grime vibe that's happening right now, because I think that's becoming a really favourable default of mine. Like I said, because it has all the aspects of things that I love. The melody allows me to chill, but the bars still give me that sort of,
Yeah, you need.
Yeah.
I got so many stars and stripes, I ain't got no space on my shoulder. Yeah. Come on, Skepta, man! Yeah, that's just, I like it. That bar's crazy for Skepta.
I hear you still. But do you know what, for me, I fully get what you're saying still, but for me, maybe because I'm an artist myself, I don't,
it complicates the process.
I don't have a default style of rapping that I want to listen to.
Right, okay.
If that makes sense. Like, maybe for a certain period I will, like on certain days I just want to listen to Jadakiss and
that style,
that type of style of rap, yeah, but then on another day I need to listen to like Lil Wayne, I need to listen to Big Sean. Wayne and Big Sean, them two rappers for me are like two of the best rappers.
You proper love Big Sean? Big Sean's
cold.
Not so much now, man.
I rate Big Sean more than 85% of rappers that are out.
I used to love Big Sean.
I hear him.
Bar for bar, Big Sean is not that far behind Lil Wayne. Like, bar for bar.
I don't know.
When I say bar for bar, I mean like
I hear it though.
Do you know Lil Wayne's style when he's just line for line?
Every line,
Big Sean's got that.
Listen, yeah. I've heard a Big Sean Wale tune, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's on some type of, I think called Workout or some nonsense. Not my type of song. When I say Big Sean, absolutely slaps the rhythm. That's when he I was like, that, Big Sean can rap feature.
Burn. Every feature I hear him on, that's what he does.
On Burn, he slapped that. But then ever for a little while, I can't lie at all. Actually, the Larry Drew.
There was a part where
Big Sean was going crazy.
No, but there was a part where I kind of fell off Big Sean a bit, but it still didn't take away from the fact that like I hold him to a very, very high regard, you know.
And remember, like,
when it comes to bars, yeah.
Lil Wayne.
I'm not saying he's better. No way. I said he's.
But you're saying he can stand next to him.
I said line for like the line for line thing.
He does it.
He's
like,
not
okay,
too
far
behind Wayne. I think Wayne's the god at that. Do you get what I'm saying?
He's brother.
But like, and when I mention those two rappers, it's not because of whatever their music they've got out now, or if they've got a new thing out now. I'm not saying how relevant they might be now or whatever. I'm just saying in the craft of what we're talking about, default style of what we want to listen to.
Yeah.
On certain days, that's what I want to listen to because I don't think, and why I mention them two is because I don't think there's not any other rapper. I don't think there's much rappers that I know about that can do that.
So my problem is, Frisco, I have a Van Persie.
To that level.
I have a Van Persie with Big Sean because when he came out, I was like, this is the man. Yeah. And then see that album that's got Bounce Back and all of that. After that album, I don't know what happened. I was like, Big, what happened? I don't know if it was the Kanye interview. I don't know. He just didn't. Yeah. It didn't. I know what you're talking. He had this confidence, the way he spat, and it was a bar for bar thing. Yeah. But then today, I don't know if
he was going through certain things in that as well. I don't know. But like,
I don't know.
With like, so it's, again, I know it through Nip, but there's a tune that they got called like Deep Reverence or some shit like that.
Mm.
And Big Sean is going like, but he also, what I like about Big Sean, is, I guess it's not to say that like a lot of rappers don't do this, but I like it when an artist is really telling me about what's going on in their life.
Yeah.
Do you get me? And I think he does that very well. Also, quickly as well, my default, Benny the Butcher, that style there, 100% me.
I'm reverting
to that all of the time.
I rate Benny, like they're up there as well for me as well. Benny,
Conway.
Yeah, them man there.
Benny and Conway, 100%.
You know how I feel about Conway.
100%.
You know, I like man when they freestyle. Take me on the journey when you freestyle. When you do music, they've done better things to that before I've heard it.
Mm.
So when you're freestyling,
those men are proper like spitters. So like,
spitters.
Every time you hear a freestyle or a verse, you're gonna hear some shit. Like, you get
He's Pump Master Flex freestyle for me is the best one.
Who's
Conway the Machines? Oh. He's Pump Master Flex. He's both the latest one.
Benny's one as well.
Benny's one's mad.
Benny's one's crazy. Benny but one's I just mad. I think I prefer Conway. You know.
And that also that's why I hold Potter to that level as well because for me, Potter is like he super fits into my default cadence, saying stuff.
Yeah,
pain,
man.
Emotion, like for me, stylistically, he just has a lot that I like in a rapper, a lot.
It's his artwork for his new project.
Nah, I ain't seen it. It's called hashtag what, thanks for hating or something like that.
Let me tell you something.
What's it called?
Let me show you this artwork, boy. I said, you know, because artwork, I think.
Hey, he looks like a star now. By the way, I'm not gonna lie. You look at this, Don. Oh, that's mad.
That's cold.
That's mad.
That's cold.
Yeah, that's cold. Put that on the screen, yeah.
So that ain't it. No. The artwork from Potter's new project.
No.
So as you slide across, you see the next page.
Hey, Getz is dropping soon as well, yeah. And I just 23rd. Got a light take very quickly. Honorable shout out to Getz, yeah. He's got a feature from Kano, which makes me believe that Kano's dropping. I'll tell you why. Because Kano has said, and a few people have said a few times, you can't just get a verse out of him because if he's not in the space, he just can't do it. If he's just like, if he's in acting mode or he's chilling mode, family mode, whatever, yeah, we're cool, we're friends and whatever, but I'm just not there. Getz has said this. Yeah, so the fact that he's got that verse means I think Kane's dropping this year.
All right, Beyonce, Irreplaceable, to the left is a band called TJ who can answer that question for you.
Oh, fact. Is this a fact?
What?
I don't know if we could. You get what I'm saying?
I'm already saying
that. Ah, cool. All right, so that means yes. Otherwise, my man would say, but I don't really know. Yeah. Right, you know what? Quickly, let's get a little elephant out of the room quickly. Elephant, you know what I mean? Let's address the elephant in the room. Man was at the Mobos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. You might not know. No. Let me give the context.
What'd you say?
So,
I'm with Mobos.
Hey, so last year,
yeah.
Or the time when it was last on, anyone that watched the pod knew the scenario of what happened. Big, massive stinker on their behalf, yeah? It being, I'm not going to go all over it. I'll tell you what, we'll, if anything, just go in the description or whatever and you'll be able to watch it. I was nominated for an award, didn't really get the invite, and that was just, they was dealing with Ban in a very mad way, yeah? Yeah. And so the thing was, which I explained at the time, which is still my thought, which is still how I think, yeah? I personally, I don't hold award shows to the highest regard. I don't. However, there's a young buck who does. There's a young buck from our culture that being called up on the nomination or whatever means everything to him. Do you know what I mean? And that you might have, or it doesn't even have to be a you. It could be an adult. It could be a person who's watched this for a long time and or watched it for a long time and just really been inspired by all the people that have been there and whatnot. And being called up, you want to be a part of what an award show has to offer. Luckily for me, my mind doesn't really work like that. I've always just been a person who just keeps my head down and just does my thing. So when it ended up playing out how it did, came on the pod and I discussed it, talked about how much of a stinker it was. But also, behind the scenes, what I had done was, I'd sent them a really long email. It wasn't emotional, it was just some pointers in which I thought they needed to strongly think about. And it was, it was like just things that I felt like they needed to think about, things that there was things in there where, you know, I was talking about the way that people see the establishment and like just the way that they run their business, innit, yeah? And that they needed to pattern up. So I sent them a long email about it. They hit me back, but to me, I didn't need to read it because I just said what I needed to say, and that was that. There didn't need to be a conversation. But anyway, a year later, I got a phone call from Kanye King, who runs the Mobos or whatever.
Does a terrible job. Go on.
And she said to me,
he can't help her.
He said to me, you know what? Would you be, a year has gone by, would you be down for sitting down and having a conversation? So I was like, yeah, of course. So I went and met her and her assistant, and we sat and we had like a very open, what I was very open and honest about what had happened at the Mobos, but also not even just that. It wasn't about my experience. It was just about like our scene and our culture and what the business and just everything. Like, you know, I was super direct with her. And also she was, they apologized. That was the most important thing. They apologized. They talked about, you know, how difficult it can be for them sometimes. Tried to give me a little bit of insight into what it is that they're doing and whatnot. Sat and had that conversation and that was that. So anyway, yeah, gone about my business, still doing my thing or whatnot. Then I get an email saying they're doing the Mobile Awards. We would like you to DJ at the after party. Here's the fee. Looked at the fee. Thought, you know what? Feels right.
Chucky's got a price?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So then after that, it was like, you know what? We'd like you to present an award and whatever else. Yeah. So I thought, okay, cool. Come pick me up from my yard, take me down there, and then make me do everything I needed to do and whatnot. And then I did that. The show was cool. Everything was nice. It was the situation was a lot smoother than it was before. I think for them, I think when we sat and we had that conversation and we nitpicked into everything that they was doing, I do think that they, I'm not going to pull it all down to us because there's a lot of people that feel a certain way towards the Mobos, and rightly so, because of how long this has been going on for and like the mistakes that they've made. But it did look like yesterday that they were making a strong effort to eradicate some of those issues. Why? And,
why? Actions done by the same man or two actions can look the same but have different intent. So I'm asking you now, it's beautiful what they've done. Why?
Well, okay, you go. You lean into what you're saying.
I'm asking you why. Like, why do you reckon they done all of that?
I don't think it's good. I tell you what. One of the reasons being is that maybe they might have issues with people turning up now.
Okay,
that could be an issue. So, if they are now having situations where artists, and especially some of the artists that are hitting that like a real notable part in their career, yeah, are turning around and saying, you know what, like, we've had X, Y, and Z situations with them. We don't want to come there anymore. Or, you know, there's certain emails that are just not getting responded. They have to do something about that. Because you can't have an award show that is apparently for the culture, or for the culture, music of black origin, and that. And then some of the biggest, they're not even just the biggest artists in the country. There's some of the biggest artists in the world at the moment are turning around and saying, like, you know what, I'm not going. Some, there's certain artists that are not, they're not in different parts of the world, you know. It's not that there's man in Australia or man in America or, you know, I don't know, Belgium or whatever. Some artists are choosing to stay in their yard than to go to an award show. I think when it starts to get like that, you have to do something about it. And even though, I think one of my issues with them was, from my experience, was that, like, I was saying to them, if you are nominated for an award, I know that, let's just say, for example, me and Skepta are nominated in the same category, yeah? Of course, Skepta is Skepta, and I am me. But if we're nominated for an award, just for half an hour or a couple of hours, need to be treated like this. You can't treat him like that and then treat me like that.
And in the same category.
You can't, and we're in the same category. Right. That's crazy. That's crazy. And so to me, again, you know what? Like, because I don't hold these things to the highest regard, you can deal with me like that. I'm just not going to go. It's cool. But to a young buck, that might scar him. And then if now he hits a Central C height or a Dave height or whatnot, and then he's now nominated for an award and you want him to turn up, what do you think is going to happen?
How about it's on YouTube?
What's that? What do you mean? It's being showed on BBC on Friday, I think.
Mobos, if I'm Channel 4 on TV,
it didn't come on TV.
No, it's coming on TV on Friday. It's on TV on Friday, but today we're recording on Thursday. This comes out on Sunday, so you'll see everything from there.
Does that play a part?
What, that it's not on TV?
No, it is on TV.
I'm saying, that it is on TV.
No, but it's on YouTube now. I'm saying
no. The reason what plays a part, bro, is that, like, the reality is that the reputation is not great.
So it doesn't play no part. You're saying you don't see how YouTube plays a part.
What do you mean? Elaborate.
If you go from primetime TV, primetime television, to YouTube, there's a difference. We have to acknowledge there's a difference. I want to know why we've gone from primetime TV to YouTube.
No, but it's still going to be on primetime TV.
Isn't it usually like the same day you're watching it that it's come out? Like an hour later or something like that.
It was like 2 hours.
All right.
So they could.
Sweet. Yeah. So now it's not the same day. Are we all in agreement? Does that affect it a little bit? Yeah, it does. So now it's on YouTube.
I don't think it does.
I think it does. It definitely affects.
You know why I don't think it does? Sorry to interrupt you, bro. The only reason why I don't think it does is because I think for managers, agents, and all of that, their main thing will be for their artists. How much screen time are they getting?
All right. I'm talking about the majority. You mentioned the minority. I'm talking about why the Mobos has chosen to take a different direction. I agree with everything you said. I believe that plays a part.
Right.
But I'm saying there has to be other stuff. I don't believe you just all done this in good faith. No way. Because if you'd done it in good faith, you would have done it time ago. I'm not over 2011. It's 2024. That's how I run. You haven't apologized for 2011. You've only apologized for 2023. You've probably apologized for 2017. But 2011 was the start of a lot of effort. You haven't apologized or rectified that. I just think you've done everything that people can see today. And because it's on YouTube, you don't have the same privileges you used to. So you've humbled yourself because of the circumstances. I believe this.
Okay.
I could be totally wrong. I'm not saying what you say doesn't play a part. I don't think there isn't some good people that have come to Mobos now and are doing good work. I do believe there are some good people at Mobos. But I don't think, I'm heavily involved in football culture, and that's one thing I always take with me, because when the chairman's the rest of it's a problem. And I'm just saying, as long as Kenya King's at the top, I do not trust this operation. And if that means that you break the heart of a little kid, so be it. I will also tell you, Santa's not real, Tooth Fairy's not real. Like, it doesn't matter, my guy. Like, the most important thing is that if I tell this young child, walk into this establishment, you'll be taken care of, that they're taken care of. Not that eventually down the line, you might get effed over because it's the dream. Like, I'm not interested in any of that. I said to TJ today, I don't care about two sides of the story. I care about the truth. And I have one side. If we care about different sides of the story, we could all have nine. So I just care about the truth. And the truth in this situation here for me is that if there was a trajectory and you were still going up, I wonder, would there be this love? Probably not. So when the love is not happening, I reckon there are people that come in and say we shouldn't do this. But the people that were a part of the problem in the first place, I don't believe you're doing this out of goodwill. Not one bit. Now you're in Sheffield, you're on the YouTube, all of a sudden,
do you know what though? Have you got, because I don't want to, have you got something to say? Because I don't want to keep going back and forth. And
I think sometimes you have to give people the benefit of the doubt as well.
Nah, not me. Yeah, not in this situation. I have too much information.
Especially when if I'm not talking about for everyone's situation. I'm talking about for his individual situation with them. Like, they've made him feel some type of way. They've come, if they didn't contact him to like they did, then he probably still now would feel some type of way.
100%.
Do you get what I'm saying? So 100%. He has to give them the benefit. He can't think, oh, you know what, did they only just do that because of, you just have to give them the benefit of the doubt that they done that to rectify what they done to me in the past.
And like I said, I reckon there are some good people at the Mobos, but everyone can do the Churchill dog in here all they want. I'm sorry, award ceremonies like this that are meant to be for us.
You know,
the problem that, the Brit Awards doing the whole //.
Do
you know who the first people were to do it? Okay. 2014, I was arguing in that room with Craig Mitch. There was about 30 people in the room with us. None of you opened your mouths. I'm not going to say your names. I'm only speaking about history. What brings us where we are today. And I'm saying, if the history of the situation was honest and it was consistently honest where discrepancies happened and they were quickly resolved, even though no one could see, I would trust the situation more. Yeah, the only problem today is when a discrepancy happens, it's over your timeline, it's over your this, it's over your that, you can't avoid it. So eventually you have to make a change. And then I go, why should that be the reason to make a change?
Yes, I'm saying
you should may want to make a change because you know it's the right thing to do. Not to take away from what Chucky's achieved or what TJ's going to achieve in the future or you or anybody. I rate you lot. I'm not talking about you lot when I'm speaking about them. I'm talking about them tabloid seed. Music of black origin. Go take a look what happened in 2011. Then take a look what happened 2014. And now, all of a sudden, I should just accept it because it's Charlie.
No, you shouldn't. I don't think you should just accept it. But at what point do you give them the benefit of the doubt?
No, at what point do they change, like, properly? You're still doing things wrong. And until you get that right, because of the discrepancies you lot made, not I've made, I didn't do nothing. You lot done bad things. Until you clear up that mess, I'm not here for it.
Okay,
bro.
But how did they start? And I'm not, I'm not trying to defend them or anything, but what I'm saying is this, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you're an artist that has, I don't know, been dealt with them in some type of way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they reach out to you to try and rectify that.
Mm.
At what point do you say, all right, cool. You know what? In the past, I said I'm not going Mobos, but now they've got at me and they've said this and they've kind of rectified the things that pissed me off in the past. Now they're kind of rectifying that with me. I can't speak for anyone else.
100%.
Yeah. When do you say, all right, cool? Do you still say, nah, man, like, you need to fucking fix what you've done in the past? Or do you say, you need to do what you're doing with for me? I hope you're doing this for everyone else that's in the category that might feel like how I feel. Or do you just say, all right, cool, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to come through this time.
So definitely, I think what you said is correct. It's down to the individual. I don't know everyone's lifestyles. I don't know everyone's nothing. So I say, that's why I never have a problem with the people.
Yeah.
Chucky's meant to go. Do you know how happy I was to see Chucky getting work on there when they tried to embarrass my good friend? Yeah. Do you know how happy I know that they're paying my bridging? Good. I'm glad, Mike, because he's done it on merit. But what I'm saying to you is, me personally, not that it should be open for everybody else, in 2011, disrespect I saw. So I'm just saying, I'll repeat it. If something is bad, but they go, I'm going to treat you good.
Yeah.
For me, that's not enough. You've made a mess. Yeah. I want you to clear your mess. And if you clear your mess, my brother, I'm in there, no problem, because it's music of black origin.
Yeah,
I have to be supporting this. But you can't make a mess walk away and then be cool with everybody else, but there's still a mess behind you. That's just not the way I live my life. Not to say anybody should be anything different, because they're not privy to the information. They wasn't there. So for them to take on the same role as me don't make sense. You got to take on your role. But I'm just saying, someone has to be me, you know? Someone has to be Chucky. Someone has to be, you know, whoever, but someone has to be me, because you've done wrong. You've done wrong.
So, okay, first things first, yeah? Everything that has happened in the past has not been forgotten. Mm. Me having a conversation, I'm a conversationalist anyway. So if I have a certain type of feeling towards you and what you do means something to me, if anyone knows me, I'm a person who 100% is picking up the phone and I'm having a conversation.
100.
The thing is, with this, which I'd said to them before and which I'd said here, because I didn't necessarily hold it to the highest, I just said everything that I felt needed to be said to them, whether it had been said or not, and then I left it as that. However, I didn't dislike them or have strong feelings enough to not turn up to have a conversation with Kanye King. It wasn't that deep for me to not go and sit and have a chat with her. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And for me to tell her in words how I felt and how people see what it is that she's doing, and for us to have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
So we did that. Ultimately, it's business. We didn't leave there best friends, loving each other and all of that type of stuff. But also, when they've then come to me, remember, I've never said that I was never going. I was always just like, if I get an invite to something and it feels right, I'll go. It's not, I don't turn up to an open of an envelope, and it's just, I just go with a certain vibe sometime. But anyway, when they've then come to me about doing this thing, my situation with them was never deep enough for me to boycott it. It wasn't like a, you know what, well, because this happened to me and what's happened in the past, I'm not going to go. How I feel is still how I feel. And the business that they're running is the business that they're running. They're going to have to, at some point, have to do better. Even if, I understand that, like, sometimes some people do better for the wrong intentions or whatever. But it goes to what I was saying before. You might not see me and Skepta the same, but at least that one day, you have to at least pretend that we're getting the same type of treatment and that we are an equal for this day, because it's an award show. You get what I'm saying? So ultimately, at the end of it all, it was me going there out of an invite, but also looking around to see, like, is there anything that, like, have they actually fixed stuff? Is things better? Like, is it smoother? But I won't know all the ins and outs of that, because it's their establishment and they will know. And there's going to be some other people that had a different experience to me. But over time, if it was the way that I saw it, they need to keep repeating that. And they need to do it. They need to do it at a time when the scene needs it, because that's going to be their saving grace. One of the reasons why some people had big issues with the Mobos is because when the scene started to get a little bit shaky and it was a bit musically all over the place, they went musically all over the place when we needed them to stay with the name in the title, Music of Black Origin. We shouldn't, with all due respect, it shouldn't be Ed Sheeran every minute and this, that, and this one's getting snubbed for, like, we need you. This is, we need, like, right now, to be honest with you, we don't really, it's not a thing that's needed. The scene is just going to do what it's going to do. We're good now. But when the scene, because there is going to become a time, it's great now, people are making money and this, that, but there's going to become a time where the scene isn't where it is, and maybe money ain't going to be the way it was, and something else is going to be cool, and that's going to, or popular, and that's going to be the thing that people gravitate to, and that's when we're going to need you to deliver that.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
See, for me, I've never really, and I probably can speak for the rest of the boy that I know when I say this, I've never really cared about award shows. Yeah. Not in any way, just never cared about award shows, because we've never felt like that's what validates us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, when I got the opportunity to perform at the Mobos, I went and performed. Happily performed.
Right. Same.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
So and the circumstances felt right. The treatment felt right.
Mm.
I went and performed. Now, when I got nominated a few times for Mobos, and I've never felt like the way they've reached out to me, I never really felt like it's something that's going to make me jump up
and go anywhere. So each time I've been nominated, I've not bothered to go. You get what I'm saying? And that's not to say that in the future, if I was to get nominated again and they didn't, and they got at me, but it felt right this time, not to say I wouldn't go. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. I just feel like if that did happen now, just to say, for argument's sake, next year I get nominated for a mobile and they get, and they say, first year, boom, 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 and everything is how I expect it to be, yeah? I'm going to say to whoever else is in the category with me that I know, if there is anyone in the category that I know, like...
For sure, thing.
What's... Has it? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the person you need to speak to. Cause this is who I spoke to, and this is who my people them spoke to, and patterned.
You got
to
do it this way, make sure.
Yeah,
go that way. Do you get what I'm saying? And hopefully, everyone will get dealt with in this. But you can't fix the world for everyone. Let's just be realistic.
It's not about me fixing.
But you can set the seeds that might evoke some type of change. But this is what I'm saying. But that's all you can really do.
Frisco, that's a problem to me. Listen, if this was the Brits, you don't hear me argue, you know? Let it be Mercury, you don't hear me argue, you know? Let it be something else, you don't hear me argue, you know? Yeah. But the moment your thing is mobile and it's music of black origin you consistently get it wrong until you seem to have run out of money and now you have to humble yourself, I can't promise that when you get money again, you're going to be for me. Because you weren't for me at one point. Yeah. And every bit of information I've got is from you. Yeah. And I'm not speaking about a self-preserving situation. I'm saying like, yo, like, I might be cool, but how do I know that person is cool if every individual that's been that person has complained? Mm-hmm. How do I, should I just be here because I'm cool? That's not my style. I'm not saying that's anyone bad for that. I'm just saying, my guy, that thing is not safe. No one can promise me that it will be a safe place in the future. So because of that, you, man, the same way you've made me feel unsafe, have to figure out a way to make the community of people make this feel special again. Make people feel safe again. It's up to you lot. It can't be up to me.
But listen to this though, Paul, Listen to this though, Like, because I think like even some of the things that we're talking about is even different. Because I totally agree with what you're saying.
Same.
Yeah.
I fully agree with what you're saying. And like, don't get it twisted. Even if they do deal with this time, they get it right with you. They probably got it
wrong with someone.
Wrong with,
and that's all my problem is.
So that's where you need to
treat everyone right.
That's
man.
Where you need to fix it. Mm. Just going back to what you said, you can't have two people in the same category and treat one man up here and the next man down there, despite whether this man's got whatever.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? For that moment, you're both in the same category, so you should be dealt with as such. You get what I mean?
Mm-mm.
So doesn't mean that because they've dealt with you all right, but they haven't dealt with him all right.
Yeah.
2011 mobiles, we had to creep in.
So that's why I say I don't give a shit about
the award shows to me. Yeah,
because it's like
I was happy. I was. You know what? Yesterday was good. I'm not even taking it away. Yesterday was good. Like
good.
We had a good time, and like it was. It's I don't have much to go by because I haven't been loads of times. I've only ever been in certain dynamics or whatever. But speaking to people that I'd spoken to the last time around that are always having things to say, really, and rightly so. Everyone's like things are valid and whatnot. The vibe was a bit different that day.
Good.
Like most people were like, oh yeah, like you know what, this one was actually all right. I don't know what actually all right really is because I wasn't there before. I weren't there before that.
Yeah.
And anytime I've ever been, it's been in a dynamic of, and I was back then I was DJing for Angel and we went and did a thing there. And I think one other time, a couple of times I've been in and around the mix or whatnot, but just not really there like that. So I can't judge it that way. But from them, it was like, oh, you know what? Nah, this one felt better. This was good. This was whatever. Yeah. I'm looking at like who's getting the awards. That felt all right as well. You know what I mean? I love to see Potter getting an award.
Who won the Grammy Award?
Bugsy. That was the only thing that I was a bit...
Go on.
I was a bit... When I saw that, I was like, hold on, wait one second. Because I was literally... When Bugsy won his award...
To Flo Dan, man. They should have just gave that
big up Flo Dan. Yeah, we're going to talk about Flo Dan in a bit.
Why didn't Flo Dan win that award? But go on anyway.
This one felt a little bit shaky. But, you know...
Honorable shout out to Bugsy Malone. And this is coming from me, I won't go mad. It's like one mistake from where you lot are coming from, the dirt.
Yeah, down yeah.
There,
I mean,
but
Bugsy, not Bugsy. Potter deservedly won.
Of course.
I love the way that they saluted Getz as well.
Yeah.
Hey, Jazzy B from Soul to Soul did the sickest speech. I love the DJ Spoonie thing where they I don't know, you ain't seen it, but like they did like a some garage tribute and Viper and all these that. Lots started coming out. Whatever.
I've got Wi-Fi.
you sure you weren't asking for a link?
What?
You sure you weren't asking for a link? I know your style.
Yeah, that's my thing, innit? Give me the street.
Yeah. But everything else, Little Sims as well, Salt One as well. That was I felt like that was a super touch because I'm a massive fan of Salt and like Salt are so up. They're so up. But their thing also is like you might know elements of what they do and hear their name. And here it's proper cool, but you don't know, a lot of people don't know who's attached to it and whatever else. So even when they won their award, they're there, but you don't, they're not like, their whole thing is mystique. So yeah, Little Sims went up.
That's Mobos. That's music of Black Origin. You think I knew what Frisco and Certain Man looked like before I heard that? That's what it's meant to be. So that's not alien.
Big up them. Inflow as well, one best producer as well. Big up Inflow. So yeah, it's like those things. It just. I didn't sit there this day thinking, rah.
So when the money's up, I just hope sure that the consistency lies, and that's all it is. I define people by their own actions. I don't believe anything else other than you've shown me. So if you have shown me to be an untrustworthy situation, you can't blame anybody else other than yourselves. So you are an untrustworthy situation.
Honorable shout out to Shits and Gigs as well. Mm. Yeah, they won media personality. But yeah, like my thing is, it echoes what you say. More so not the money, but the money is attached to it. It is when the scene one day becomes shaky again, that's when I need that. What I saw that day, I need to see that when the music, everyone starts making funny music again, or you know what, like the young youths start gravitating to flipping dance DJs or whatever else. You get what I'm saying? Because that's going to happen one day. One day, there's going to be a young David Guetta's son's going to be the guy. And he's going to be making tunes with everyone else. And it's just going to be that thing. And the scene's people are going to start looking at him thinking, rah, do you know what? Can make a little young money off that. I'm going to go over there. But when they do go over there, I still need this to be this. And then, yeah, then we can go from there.
Because I've never seen Mobos do that before. I don't trust it. And if you want to call me crazy for that, I'll turn the finger around and say, no, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I only trust what you show me consistently. If you don't show that me consistently, in 2011, Jesse J won. Ed Sheeran won. I can go on if you like. Rizzle Kicks got given an award for no reason. Like, there's things that happen. I'm joking, Jordan, so you always get me a mic. Like, I don't like that. And then moving forward, 2014, you're behind the scenes doing rap/grime/something else. Like, if there were struggles, put it this way. If there were struggles back in the day that I'm uninformed
on. Wait, they didn't do rap/grime.
One, you can't tell me that didn't happen.
No, I'm talking about this time. This
exactly. Time. We're talking about back in the day. We're talking about foundation and growth. Oh, I'm saying...
That's not foundation, though, to be fair.
For me, it is because I was there and it was at the start of
no,
it.
No, but come on. If you're doing the history thing, the foundation was like... How old is Mobos?
Well, for English acts, our foundation when grime gets introduced, because when Mobos starts, there is no grime. So when grime is first introduced, foundation it's of grime. rap/grime/...
Oh, we're not happy with that. Mobo foundation.
We're just not happy with that. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I should have made it clear. Okay. We're not happy with that. So I'm just saying, I'm not happy by the standards that they set. And they haven't really changed them to me. 1996,
the Mobo started, by the way.
I'm not happy with them standards, man. So,
I enjoy it. I had a decent time yesterday. Big them up still. Mm-hmm. And obviously, long may it continue in a pure way.
Sorry, that's what I was going to say. If there's discrepancies that I'm unaware of that you had to go through, maybe it was like on television, you could only show certain amount of faces, or you had to get a particular demographic on there, even in the Mobos. If these discrepancies happen, if you had them fights, speak about it today. Let people know. Because no one don't know. Man just left with this history that don't make no sense and we just meant to move forward.
Who were the Mobos?
Yeah, bro. They.
Oh, look, you know what? She mentioned a lot of things to me in that conversation, which I said to her, you should come and sit on the couch and talk about these things.
I won't be here.
But you know what? Some of those things that she mentioned, I don't think it's not for me to have a private conversation and then be privy to some of this information and say it here.
Of course.
I think it's for her to say that.
Of course.
But I'm still, because I came on the pod and I let everybody know, yo, this is how they dealt with man. I have to come back here again and say, here's the context. We sat down and had a conversation. The only way that you was going to, the only way that I was going to be able to go to this place is first the conversation. You still couldn't just offer me money and me turn up there. That that money that they gave to me, Poe, if they just hit me out of the blue and said, hey, we want you to DJ, here's this money, this exact same thing.
Oh, you're not going.
I'm not going.
I know you're not going.
I'm not going. The way that you get me there is by bringing me and us having a conversation and talking about it. That's the way that I work.
Yeah, 100.
I can't move forward without that.
Yeah.
And if we don't do that, then, you know what I mean? It's fine. But if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have any super ill direct animosity to them. I would just have my opinion on how I see that. It feeds into how I see award shows anyway. And I just go about my thing. With that day when that happened at the Mobos, I happily went to the gym, bro. I happily went to the gym, went home, had an early night. I think I came in and recorded the pod. I was fresh as a daisy, and I meant it. That wasn't a performance. It was, my discrepancy was for the you. It was for the person who loves this or really needs to be recognized or works so hard because they want that.
And nothing's because changed one, to save
at
that.
At one point, that was me.
But nothing's changed to save
at
that.
At one point, I wanted, maybe so. Did you have an issue or something with...
Yes, me. Yes. All right, cool. So basically, yeah, I got it wrong. The den. I got on Wiley. Wiley, here I am. I like to apologize. I didn't realize some of the discrepancies that are still happening today in 2024. When I spoke to Frisco, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Frisco has an event called The Den. Baddest event. I was there. One Ason went crazy. But Frisco can do the rest of the story. One Ason went crazy, Frisco, though.
He got One Ason.
Went crazy.
He's changed his name.
Has he changed his name?
That's what JME said.
Ason. A laptop. Ason.
Oh, Ason, okay.
Ason, but it's spelled 8SYN, I think, on his socials.
Is it? Well, do you know what? No. You're still the one to me. But, so why wasn't Wiley there, Frisco?
So, Wiley weren't there because he didn't show up. Wiley was there because...
Can't find it.
He was told, or we was told, by the venue that he's not allowed to perform, basically.
Why?
They're not going to allow him to perform. Because they had... so basically, an email came in from... some anti-Semitic group. I'll tell you... campaign, some they're called a campaign against anti-Semitism, talking about having Wiley in the building and you know, some of the comments that he might have made or he made that has not been cleared up or he's not apologized about or something like that, anyway, something to that effect. So basically, the venue got cold feet and just said, look, we can't, we're not going to have him performing, we're not going to have him in the venue, basically, on the night. Because, you know, they don't know how much further they could take this. It might, we might risk the event not going ahead and all of this other stuff. And, you know, I was in contact with Wiley the whole time. I was really pushing for him to still come through and perform. But, you know, even 'cause basically Wiley's legal team are involved, and, you know, there's not been no charges pressed against him. You get what I mean? He's not been charged with anything. So I don't even know if they're even allowed to do this. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're just basically gone.
They're just basically trying to, not trying, they're trying to shut him down, really. You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ. That's nuts.
So is this basically...
So I just want to...
Is it like... Go on.
I just want to say, Wiley did not just not turn up. He was actually told...
He wasn't allowed.
And we was told in the by the venue that, you know, even everyone that bought a ticket knew before, because the venue...
We emailed them.
Emailed them and told them that Wiley's not going to be there. So, do
you know what I mean? And that had nothing to do with Wiley just not turning up, because Wiley had every intention of turning up. I spoke to him like up till, like literally was going back and forward up until the day of the event.
Out of curiosity, and not to divulge too much into the conversation you had with Wiley, because it's your own private convo, did you ever speak about how to get past this situation?
Yes. I think he's actually dealing with it. Like I said, he's got a legal team involved.
He's got a legal team involved.
So I don't know the ins and outs of it, basically, but I do believe that he's looked into it and he's taken it a bit further, because that's not on man. You can't be stopping man's work like that, you get what I mean?
Mm.
Especially if you're not going to charge him with anything. If you're going to charge him with something, charge him and then take it from there, you get me? But you ain't charged him with nothing, you know what I mean? So obviously we know like what that's about, really. So what can you say?
Yeah, so that's
it's a techie one, boy. It's such a techie one, because it's like, how do you stop someone performing when they haven't legally done anything incorrect? Clearly, if they've done something which requires them to not be in that venue or around,
but they are offended by what he has said or done at that time.
100%.
And obviously, I think to them, they are probably looking at it in some way, ironically, maybe even how you're looking at the Mobos. They're looking at it like, listen, you might say, has he apologized?
Yeah.
He did with you, right?
Apologized bare times.
Right,
bro.
So that's another
thing. Is that what they're searching for?
Well, they said that he hasn't apologized when he has.
So what type of apology do they want from him?
Well, that's my next question. What kind of apology do you want or are you expecting? Because I believe that he has, I haven't seen it myself, but I believe he has apologized.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying? And I've been told that by a few people.
On my show, he's tweeted
that have looked into it.
He's apologised. You know what I mean? Well, he's 100% apologised.
But it's, okay, like, because I saw him apologise on your thing. Yeah. What was it? The one post show, yeah? So he apologised on that. So they're saying that he hasn't apologised, but if they see him apologising, are they going to question where that apology is coming from? Like, because is that another thing that he's going to face? Is it going to be a thing where they will look at the fact that, well, because the money's down, which is not because he's good, you're apologizing off the back of that. Is it sincere? Are they going to do that? Like, this is how deep this thing could potentially get.
They have to give him the benefit of the doubt, just like we have to give the other people was talking about the benefit of the doubt and give them time to show that they're actually sincere with what they're trying to do, with what they're trying to rectify. Do you get what I'm saying? You can't say, oh, but he hasn't apologised. Well, he has apologised. Oh, yeah, but we don't know if the apology's sincere. So what are we talking about here? How are you going to know if the apology's sincere?
If you don't give him the chance.
You have to give him the chance to
And what's crazy is like, if they had to prompt the apology, fair enough.
This is the whole thing. This is literally the whole conversation. Essentially, this episode is going to be apology. Because...
Why? Who's apologising? I ain't apologising for nothing.
Well, you know what Sizzler said. Anyway.
No, but I'm not... I'm joking. This isn't even about me anyway.
No, I'm joking. I might mute that still.
I'm going more balls next year.
Fuck I yours.
Hey, but yeah, it's got, I guess it's maybe for them, it's that same thing, isn't it? It's like the integrity of the apology. But
man, that's bullshit, man. That's bullshit, bro. Mm. That's bullshit. Like, forget all that. That's bullshit, bro. It's bullshit. Because some people are not even going to apologize.
They're right.
Do you get what I mean? Like, if he's apologized, take his apology for what it is. It's an apology. Do you get what I'm saying? Whether you think that it's sincere or not, has he said anything remotely close to what he said before?
No.
So then maybe you have to take his apology, because Wiley's a very outspoken person.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. He ain't going to hold his mouth for nothing or no one. If he feels something, he's going to say it.
He's going to say it, yeah.
Right? So if, after he's apologised,
you've seen that he hasn't said anything like that no more. Regardless to whether he still thinks it or not, he's not saying it. You have to take it for what it is. That's an apology, bro. You can't say, oh, you know what? Your apology is not sincere. Even if you know it's not sincere.
Yeah.
Because there's people, there's going to be because this don't apply to every situation.
No.
There's going to be situations where someone might say, oh, my bad. And you know that they're really chatting shit. But because your energy is so protected, you're not even going to go into it like that. All right, cool. Do you get what I mean? But in that situation, bro, where it's affecting a man's daily bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, bro.
And then that turns into family, kids. Like,
come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
And I think a lot of people saw, I think it was the tweets or however he initially conveyed the information. We're just in an era. And like I saw, what's it called? What's them things called again? Them blogs? Black Kings or something like that? Shout them out. They do it as well. We're in a headline era where people extract the most controversial stuff, put it together, and that becomes everything about you. That becomes what you said. That becomes where you stand. No one's willing to do the extra research and watch an hour conversation with Wiley to figure out what's going on. They just care about the headline part and they'll stick to that, and it requires them to be lazy. So that is lazy thought. A lot of people are in lazy thought for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you've done your research into the situation, especially with Wiley, it's not about one apology. There is so many apologies. You're just like, Wiley, just like, bro, we know you didn't mean it like that. Because when you see the information, the way he's speaking about it, he's talking about one man. The same way I see guys go online and be like, "Yah, gal are all this and gal are all that." Bro, just say my ex. Just say that gal.
Don't summarize
and generalize. And
then that's when it becomes it. That's when it becomes
an issue. And I think
because that's the same. It's the same as if somebody turned around and said, like, they had a dealing with this brother, and then they turn around and say, "Ah, see these black youths, they're just fucking
all thieves." Yeah.
Then you get what I'm saying. And the thing is, that's the issue with that is when you spin it like that. The problem is that if you do that, especially with us, we are not really that forgiving again after that. Because you might apologize, but the pain is still the pain. And our pain will be because of all of the stuff that we had gone through historically.
Yeah.
And for them, their pain, I shouldn't do it like that, but their pain is obviously the Holocaust and all of this type of stuff. So when you generalize with them, they default back to this. But the question is well, then how do we move forward? Like, how do we move forward? Because
so then how do we move forward? If they're making it about an apology, this is my thing. If they're saying, all right, for us to move forward, you've got to apologize.
Right.
That's what you're making it about. Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Right? Yeah.
If he's apologized,
what's the issue?
How can we then start saying, one, it's not, because we're talking in theory, we don't even know if that's what they're saying. They might just be saying, yeah, you apologize, but you know what, we're still gonna fuck you up.
But the thing,
because
we just don't believe you.
Then if that's the case, why did you ask for an apology then? Why do you care about an apology furthermore?
Yeah.
Because like me saying sorry or Wiley saying sorry is not going to change what you think about him.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it, if it's deeper than the apology, then it doesn't matter. I guess to somebody it would.
But to the people that we're talking about, that's trying to stop his work.
Yeah.
Yeah. My thing is this. Yeah, look. Whatever platform someone, like, don't disrespect me in public and then try and apologize to me in private.
Yeah.
So whatever platform Wiley spoke these things on, if he used that same platform to then try to rectify it by apologizing, what is the issue here? If it's about an apology.
Mm.
And also, do you know what? So, what's a bit unfair about it? Because Kanye West is going through a similar struggle in the States right now. I saw him put up a video basically saying that he can only get one arena, and the other arenas he's trying to get for his tour, he can't get them purely because of. And he goes, "You know why?" And I'm not suggesting things should happen or things shouldn't happen, because it's a very confusing situation for me, to be totally honest with you. But I do know, if the shoe's on the other foot, you're not really restricted from doing much. Like, Justin Bieber has a full-blown career.
What do you mean?
Well, Justin Bieber at the age of 11 or 12 was making jokes about black people. He said niggas several times in a song, and it's not a problem. And I'm not saying it should be a problem. I'm not saying it shouldn't be a problem. I'm just saying his career was never defined by that moment. It wasn't holding.
We know that, though. We know that. Like, when it comes to people saying shit about black people, bro,
you're just allowed to say what you want.
He's just one in a long line of people, artists, actors, sports people, commentators. The list goes on. Like, people have been saying stuff about black people, and they continue to work.
But maybe the situation
on radio, people will be saying stuff, or commentators will be saying stuff about black players, and they're thinking their mics off. They're saying a madness,
and you can continue to.
But you're still working.
John Lennon in 1972 had a song called "A Woman Is the Nigger of the World."
I know.
Like, this is great, bro.
Yeah, that's mad.
The song's out on iTunes, on Spotify now. So I'm just saying, I would love to know, like...
The reason why, though, it isn't the same is because we don't have... When it comes to certain levels of ownership, we just, for whatever reason, are not in those spaces and places to be able to dictate it, unfortunately.
Mm.
We are not able to... We don't have enough power to be able to make those decisions. Some of those individuals, I'm not saying, I need this to be super clear, because this is very delicate in the way that you say it. I'm not alluding to the fact that this is all run by a certain type of person. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that as an individual, if I own this studio, let's just say I own this studio, and somebody has done me or done my people a wrong, or said something about a group, something that has got something to do with my tribe.
Yeah.
I can turn around and say, I just don't want you in my studio.
Yeah.
And if I have another studio, I just might not want you to be in that studio. If we were able to have some of that, you know, economical and business like power, then maybe his come up might have looked very different, because being in that power and having some type of ownership would have types of conversations might have been had. Do you know what? Someone might have said, you know what, Frisco, I know you own such and such and you do such and such, but I'm just letting you know, you can do what you want to do, but I'm just letting you know, he can't come and fuck with me. I'm just letting you know that, innit? And then you might turn around and say, you know what, I didn't even really hear it like that still, but you know what, thinking about it, yeah, I kind of agree with you. I just don't want him at my thing either. And that's a conversation that me and you can have as two people that run a business. So sometimes I think when you are dealing with somebody who runs a certain type of business, these are the things that happen. And that's one of the reasons why it isn't, the repercussions ain't always the same. But again, that's not me alluding to the fact that, you know, a certain one person owns everything. I'm just saying, as an individual who runs a business, that person might have a little bit more power than a person who doesn't run a business.
Makes perfect sense, to be fair.
You know what I mean?
It's just sad, man, because, like, Wiley, you know what I'm saying? Like, just growing up, Wiley's done so much for this scene, so much for so much people. It's really
unfortunate.
And it's like, it's just unfortunate that in the latter stages, there isn't more that can be done for an individual that just sacrificed so much of his own stuff for other people. It's just... Just a bit from my side, and it just hurts a little bit, because that's a...
Of course it does.
Yeah, it
that's
does.
A man that done so much for so much people, fam. It just hurts that, man, I can't even go to the den to watch this guy.
Maybe the solution is, okay, cool. We know that there's going to be a problem with him being in certain venues or whatever. Maybe it's like a conversation with the venue beforehand on, like, you know, is this going to be a problem before you book the venue? But that, sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. The problem that is difficult with that is, I think as a black promoter, me being one of them, I understand how difficult it is to get venues in the first place. It's really, really difficult. And there's not even a lot of venues, you know. Like, so much venues have just closed down over the last 10, 15 years. Like, it's difficult to put on things. So I guess that's another obstacle, innit? It's like, if you go one place and ask the question and they say, yeah, do you know what? I don't know if that's going to work. You know, you're then down to what, maybe, what? That's five. That, so let's say there's five venues. You ask one, now you're down to four. Now you might be down to three. Now you might be down to the last two, and the one that you're left with might be the one that you really, really, really don't even want. Right, it might be too small. It might be too big. The sound might not be great. Like, yeah, it's just super, super techie.
Yeah, man, I hear you, bro. I hear you, man. But you know what? With that situation there, man, like, what pissed me off is that we knew what the lineup was.
Yeah.
Everyone was cool with it. You get what I'm saying? I said, yeah, what? Put Wiley on. Why not? Like, I was chatting to Wiley a couple of days before, prior to that, and I'm saying to him, bruv, do you want to do the den? Like, come true, man. Like, why is everyone like, ooh, are you going to, like, are you lot all right? Like, I'm putting Wiley on the lineup, so I've spoke to my, the people at the venue, and everyone's cool with it. You get what I'm saying? It was only, like, literally, maybe 2 weeks before, maybe between 2 to 3 weeks before the day of the event, is when these emails started coming in. You get what I mean? And that's when the venue started to, yeah, like,
it's always 2 or 3 days before the event.
Yeah,
know?
That's...
It's
that's,
never like the third week or the month before. It always happens on the day before or the day, like, or 2 days before. Any discrepancy always comes through then. Yeah. I hate it.
And that's how it happened, because, like I said, it was like maybe a couple weeks before. And... But at that point, it was just like we didn't know what was going to happen. Do you get what I mean? So it was still going, as far as I was aware.
Oh, it's still going ahead.
It's still going ahead. Like, yeah, bro, yeah, just pull up, man. What do you mean?
For real.
It's only like you said, a couple days leading up to the, maybe even on the same day, like, no, there's like a couple days before the event. It was getting, well, I'm getting the venue telling me, yo, listen, they're not going to, you get me?
If he comes, it can't go ahead.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, they didn't say that, but they just said basically they're not going to allow him in the venue.
That is honestly, that
you
is.
You get what I'm saying?
What's the solution?
So it's really? Either I pull the whole event and fuck it up for everyone.
Yeah.
Not saying Wiley's fucking up for everyone. No. Because that's the first thing he said to me, was like, bro, like, don't worry, you know, like, make sure you do the thing. Don't make this fuck up the thing, you know, bruv. That's the typical first thing he Wiley. Said. That's typical the first thing he Wiley. Said to me. The first thing he said to me was, yo, bro, like, trust me, like, I can get my team on it, but trust me, we don't have to do all of this, you know, bro. Like, it was me that was trying to push for it to go ahead, like, yeah, that's
typical but
Chris. for it to go ahead properly, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm. So I was pushing for that, but he, like, I'll show you the text in my phone, like, he was saying, bro, like, listen, don't let this fuck up the thing, bruv. Like, just make sure the thing's still... Do you get me? And it was, like, literally a couple days before the event that they've said, yo, boom. And I've had to say to him, yo, bruv, I'm like... And I'm just keeping it proper transparent. So I'm taking screenshots of everything, every email, every conversation I'm having, and I'm sending it to him. And then what his legal team was saying... You get what I'm saying? So everyone can see what's going on. If you're not see, because when there was, I basically forwarded his team to them, so they could speak. Mm. But I wasn't in those emails. I wasn't so I don't know what they were speaking about. And every day I'm saying, yo, what's going on with it? What's going on with it? What's going on with it? They're not really letting me know what's going on. You get what I'm saying? So until like the last 2-3 days, I said, all right, cool. Let's see what this is.
That is great. And just to let everyone know that wasn't there, the den was crazy.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, man.
Crazy.
I can't believe it's 9 years old, blood.
A lie.
That's crazy.
Old Blue Lost. Was Old Blue Lost the first one?
Yes.
Yeah, Old Blue Lost, it was ramming there.
I don't think I was at the first one, but I was at one of the super early ones, though. Definitely. If not, maybe the first. Cause
I think a lot of us pulled up to the first one.
I think I was at the first one still.
A lot of us pulled up.
Who was there? Which I
was. Did SK Vibe Makers play at that?
I don't think he was at the first one, no. I think he would have came through either the second or the third one.
Okay.
By the time he came.
I don't know why I keep think like why he's even come to my mind.
Yeah, no, he was there super early as well. Like maybe the second or the third one. Yeah, SK was
definitely. Yeah, so I definitely, on the first time I was there, I definitely remember hailing. He was like one of the first people I saw when I got there.
Yeah.
So I just, that's just the thought that come to my mind, but yeah.
I just remember going in there and me being like, ah, there's bare room. And I was just very happy. And I remember I might have just gone down, because Old Blue last, everyone went, yeah. I might have gone downstairs for a little piece. By the time I've come back, I'm at the door, it's like.
The floor's shaking.
The floor's shaking, bro. The stage is mad. I had a little stage and a little green room in the back, so you didn't even know who was coming more to eye. The then at Old Blue last is memories, bro.
No, keep going, man. Have you got an early plan for the 10th year? Or have you got a thought in your mind of what you
want
to do?
Hey, listen. Now, I get gas when they even think about it, but it's going to be, all I know, it's going to be something that's never, like, that we've never done yet.
Right, okay. You know what I mean?
A den mixtape?
It's going to be a few things.
Yeah. Okay, it's going to be a few things.
It's going to be a few, a whole thing, you get what I'm saying?
Right, I'm saying that.
Like, a whole load of content's going to come out of that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that, well, if there's any way that we could add value to what it is that you're doing, brother, just let Poe know and whatnot. Yeah, we're there, bro.
That'd be trust sick. Me.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you're the man of doing Skeptors in the summer, right? Is the Den got.
Yeah, exactly. The Den will be there at the Big Smoke Festival. That's on the. Is it the 6th? I think it's the 6th.
Yeah,
July?
It's the 6th of July.
6th of July, yeah.
Crazy.
Is the tickets on sale for that?
Yeah.
Oh, the tickets are on sale.
Yeah. Go and get your ticket for
that. I like where Skepta's at right now musically as well, you know. Really do, man.
Festivals. I'm gassed about these stuff. These are the things I get gassed about anyway.
Yeah, he's like, he's musically aging really well. Like, everything that he's doing at the moment is.
But that's because it's
lined really well.
Everyone in Boy Better knows that, though. Like, literally, everyone in Boy Better knows.
Yeah, it's all so everyone's sick how thing all
grown,
is.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Jeremy, Frisch, Jamma, Skep, Maximum.
Yeah.
Where is Shorty?
Shorty's got some new music I don't even want to.
Shorty,
because it's for him to come.
Hey, Shorty ain't even coming.
You got what I mean?
He's not even coming.
He's not even coming.
Nah.
Shorty's so old school. He's living Ferry Lane.
Shorty's got new music coming out. I will say that. He's got new music. He's been working still. Shorty's been working. You know when you think, right, where's Shorty? Like, Shorty's been working.
Doing his thing.
Proper grafting.
Trust me, I don't. Like I said, that's for Shorty to talk about.
Yeah.
But, yeah. He's got some moments pending. You get me? He's got some moments pending.
Lazy? Stop being lazy.
Oh, he messaged me today.
I'm on lazy.
So hey, he's always trying to come to Slow Jones, bro. So every time this, as soon as we
love
put a
rev.
As soon as the thing comes out, straight away, it's him.
I love lazy.
Yo, I need to hit him back in it.
So. I love lazy.
Hey, listen, yeah. What was that thing that I was watching the other day? I was watching something, or someone sent me some clip of some JD Sports. Something like you, Margs, Lippy.
Champions League of everything.
You, Margs, Lippy. Who else was on it?
Me and Taser.
Right.
Yeah.
And a clip. There was a clip where you lot are talking about North London MCs.
Right.
Yeah. And Lippy says Frisco. And man are busting up.
Is that what happened? That didn't happen. There's no way.
Bro, listen. Listen to what I'm saying, bro.
Go and find it.
Listen, I knew you was going to say that, you know. I just knew you was going to say that. I don't even care the fact, because I don't know the rest of them, man, there, innit? I don't really know them like that. But I know you, innit? So I wanted to know what was so funny still.
What? I didn't laugh. Are you crazy? Me? Right.
So if you find it and I laugh. Yeah.
If you find it and I.
What are you going to say? That's what I want to know.
Do you know what? Okay. Do you know what, yeah? I'll tell you why. I don't think I laughed.
No, don't say don't think. You have to be sure, bro.
I didn't laugh.
All right, cool.
Do you know why?
So, basically, you know why? What I saw.
You saw the table laughing.
You were, so I didn't see you laughing.
No.
Okay, cool. So you know what I'm talking about then?
No.
So how do you know you weren't laughing?
I'm about to land.
All right, cool.
Right.
Cool, go
ahead. Poet will know this, yeah? So my role in this is I'm delegating. I'm like the master around the table or whatever, yeah? So I play a role where I'm really serious. I'm not, like how me and you are sitting having a conversation? Yeah. That's not what I do around the table. Yeah. I'm very serious, I'm questioning them. Yeah. So when they're having their little moments and they're doing whatever they're doing, there's better laughing and joking that's happening behind the scenes.
I don't care about that, bro. Listen to what I'm saying, fam. I don't even care the fact that people are laughing, bro. It's not even that deep. I just wanted to know you.
Do you know what's so nasty? Donny said he's serious. Look at the first picture.
look at the first picture. Joke, man.
Hey, what's the thing? Yeah. I'm watching though.
Huh? I don't know which one, bro. I just see a clip.
It would be like London.
And just
like,
you as a man that I know, innit? That me and you, I would say that we're cool. We're
you
brethren,
couldn't have seen me laughing, right? Frisco.
Yeah. I need to know what you was laughing at. I don't even care what anyone else was laughing at.
I'm still saying this with my chest. I'm saying with my chest loud.
Let's find this clip.
There's no way that Frisco saw me laughing at Frisco.
When you find the clip, what are you going to say?
Find it. Because there's no way. There's no way. This is what I'm saying. There's no way a man could
mention. I just need to know what a man was laughing at. That's all I want to know.
There's no way that a man could put Frisco's name to the thing.
I just need to know what
I'm saying it direct, Po. Yeah, yeah. There's no way a man could say Frisco's name.
And you laugh.
A man said no way. I seen it with my eyes. A man's telling me no way. I can't believe. Why are we even talking about this? It's because I seen it.
Which one?
This is not something that someone told me. This is what I seen with my own two eyes, rude boy. So I just wanted to ask you, like, what the fuck was so funny, Carl?
Brother, man was not laughing. Wait. What, we're going to try and find it still.
We need to find it because you said you definitely weren't
laughing. What did I say? But what did I say in the thing?
No, that's what I'm saying. You said just now, that...
You weren't laughing.
I never laughed.
I didn't laugh.
I could never have been laughing.
The only way...
I see.
Wait.
The only way...
Allow me to land.
All right, go on.
The only way that I could have laughed is if one of them lot said something stupid or ridiculous and I'm trying to hold it in, and then in the end we just, like, you know when the seal breaks and you just laugh?
Yeah. But, it weren't that one,
but,
though.
But let me say, that one. Your name can't be that. Frisco's name can't be that. So yeah. I don't know how you saw me laughing at your name. Well, it's nearly impossible.
Even Lippy's looking like, right, what are you lot laughing? What are you lot busting up?
Only phone Lippy.
Are you lot laughing?
Him. Huh? Phone him. You can phone him.
Nah. Like, I'm confused. Just like I'm saying, rah, what? When did I become the best person to be? It's this
one, yeah. It must be this one. So do you remember roughly? What's the context first? You can't just tell me man was laughing and give me the context.
It was a clip that I saw. It wasn't the whole thing. I see a clip.
What happened in the clip?
And the clip was you was talking about North London MCs or rappers or artists.
What was the clip on TikTok?
Which, by the way, is my favorite. Out of the rappers, I can't remember now.
So it might
anyway, go on. So what? Someone just said Frisco and I just laughed.
And then Lippy said, I think everyone's naming whoever, and Lippy said Frisco.
And then I laughed.
I'm hearing laughter.
I'm hearing laughter.
You're hearing laughter.
I'm seeing laughter. Did you see it or did you hear it? If you want to be technical, you don't see laughter, do you? You hear laughter, right?
I'm watching
a clip, so I'm seeing and hearing laughter.
I'm seeing other people laughing.
I saw with my eyes.
Me.
You. Lie. Find it.
Lie, Mattel.
Find it.
There's no
way. Chucky was trying to laugh Frisco down. And
he's
I need
lying.
To what the no, fuck was so funny?
Huh? You found it? Pause.
The man's on camera laughing.
Poet!
Chucky!
It's exactly what I said.
What was so funny, bro?
It's what I said.
Chucky, what was so funny?
Okay, let me explain. No, wait.
Explain.
Play it so everyone can hear, please. Play it so everyone can hear.
I need to hear this.
I'm going to explain it.
You definitely need to explain. I need to know.
Play it though. Go.
The man's bossing up like someone said something crazy. Poet, watch this.
We got it.
Poet, watch this.
Because they need to hear it.
He's not.
top five in North. That's why he's not there.
Oh, I'm not even saying that.
He's top eight, man. It's calm. After Frisco.
Right, let me explain that. So let me explain that. The laugh was the delivery. It wasn't what he was saying. So when he's around the table and he's being stupid, he's saying, he could have said any name. He could have said any name. Right, it was there. The context around the table. Because we're trying to have a serious debate, he just mentioned a name and we just laughed. So that was the seal breaking. When we're filming this year...
Forget all that, bruv. No. I'm not hearing that, bro.
Poet hears it anyway.
Poet don't hear it. Poet don't hear it, bro.
Man's not laughing at you. Man's laughing at... It could have been any name. It could have been any name. It's Lippy. Can I say as well, if Taser would have said exactly the same thing, he would have got a different reaction because man would have looked at him being serious and being like, what, are you being serious? Because it's Lip... Look at his face. His being is in that mode where he's actually being mischievous. So when he says it, it's the whole package makes it funny. It's not you. It's just the thing.
I don't even care about why.
No, you do. And it wasn't. No, you
just wanna know what... Let me finish.
Go on, sorry.
I don't care about why anyone else is laughing. Like I said, I know Chucky.
So why?
I didn't feel offended, and I still don't feel offended by anyone else on there laughing. Like, I don't give a shit about that. I know my man, so I need to know
why you're like.
What was he busting up about?
I told you.
But what was you laughing about? So they can look like.
Do you know what I hate about?
You know what it is.
Do you know what I hate this though?
Let me tell you what this is.
Because you laughed.
Let me tell you what this is.
There's no way you could have laughed and you laughed.
And you laughed.
No, but what I did say is, the only way that I could have laughed is if the seal broke, and that was what that was. But hear what I'm saying, Frisco. Anyway. Yeah. I'm telling you that the seal broke and that's why I laughed.
2 seconds, the seal broke. Why for the seal
break? No, I hear that. Pona, but you need to hear this. Okay, why for that, yeah? But that's what happened. I'm telling you that. You have to give me the benefit of the doubt.
I don't have to give you the benefit
This is what we were talking about this whole time of the pod. We're talking about benefits of the doubt, no? And we're stopping giving the benefits of doubts now. Is this what's going on? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, man, but no, bigger it's serious. Just,
it's, no, but don't be laughing when my name gets mentioned, bro. I just give you the heads up. Don't be doing that again, bro. Don't do that again, bro.
I know, it's such a yard. I'm running, but no more.
I can't remember this.
Play that again. It's the way he started laughing. Look. Like, Frisco was the most mental name.
No, that's not why man was laughing. Stop doing that, bro. That wasn't why man was laughing. Look at his face. Look at his face, bro. It's his face, bro. Look at him.
It's his face of delivery. I'm not even watching his face like that. I'm not watching that face. It's his face. Sam, forget all that, bro.
I'm watching his, bro.
Hey, what I'm saying, I just heard my name and laughter.
Yeah.
I just need to know what the fuck was so funny. You see, if you've explained it now, I still don't fully hear it.
Because you don't want
it. I hear it. Because I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and you know what? If you're going to hear that,
don't do that again.
Marvel's benefit of the doubt is being applied from today.
Hey, have you got howlers, bro?
I've sent so much this week, haven't I?
I know.
Frisco.
Start with the coughing thing. Start with the coughing thing.
You're the world's greatest.
What is that?
Man, your brethren can't be laughing at you online and you can't ask him about it.
That man laugh at me all the time, bro.
Nah, not when we're talking about my craft, bruv.
Man was not laughing at you, bro. Stop it.
Like, if we're talking...
Stop it.
In the context of what we're talking about...
Man's not laughing at your craft. Stop it.
No, I know you're not. But what I'm saying is... Well, you was.
No,
but
this is what man I'm was saying. Not stop it.
Well, that's how I took it.
Right, I'm telling you that's not the way it was, though.
Yeah, that's how, bro. That's how I took it. Not from everyone else. Like I said, I only know you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I'm an artist. I'm going to be critiqued by loads of people.
Yeah, but that's...
I know and don't know. But there's the people that I do know. I don't expect you to be biased, but at the same time, I want to know why you're laughing, bro, because I ain't a joke.
No, of course not, but man was not laughing at you.
Just because you know me, you don't have to say I'm your favorite MC or I'm the best in North.
That's not
what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know me, and you know I'm not a joke furthermore. You know I'm not even a joke type of person like that. I'm not someone that's... You get what I'm saying?
I know.
As much as joke as I run, you know I always run joke, but I'm not...
That type of joke.
I know what I'm saying. I'm not that clown guy.
But hear what I'm saying, though.
Did you get me?
Hear what I'm saying, though. As a media personality, and a personality anyway, a person who likes to discuss music and that.
Yeah.
I'm not a man who laughs at what I would, I don't know, I just don't laugh at artists like that. You have to be so shit for me to do that. The context here was, these man were just being, he was having a silly moment and I was laughing more at the moment than it was you. If I thought what he said, if I believed that he meant what he said and that was for me to have a conversation with him on, I would have picked him up. I would have been like, what, like, are you serious about that? Or we would have talked about it. But this was just the laugh of a whole thing. This wasn't about maybe, you. It wasn't about you.
Okay, maybe. Again, I only saw a clip.
No, I
didn't
it.
See the whole thing.
Yeah.
So maybe I just heard Frisco and laughter and thought, what is Chucky trying to take that?
Yeah, right now.
I need to talk to Chucky, because Chucky must think I'm some joke.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
No, we know you're not a joke, though, Frisco.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, furthermore, I need to know what was so funny, because I didn't, up until now, I still didn't know what was so funny. But obviously, you've explained it now.
Right,
but,
man. Yeah, come on, man. Frisco.
But Chucky, don't do that again, bruv.
Don't watch it. I'll tell you what, though, I won't do that again.
Yeah,
even though I probably will, because his lippy's funny still. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You see, when you see a clip of me laughing at man?
Even though I will, I don't know how to take that one.
The thing is, when you said it, I said, what song is you, big man?
I'm joking. I knew he was going to bite.
I know you're joking still, but go on, carry on.
Now, the next part was going to be a joke again still, but okay. It was going to be a sensitive one still. Nah, because you know what the party might have done still.
I'm glad he knows.
Good. Do you know what? I understand where Frisco's coming from. The people that you
Thank you, man. Talk the things, poet. Come on, man. Talk the things.
A certain level of respect for the people that you know. Because the people come you on. Don't know, you don't know them. Mm. Like this young man, who found his missus in a car with another man.
I've been kissing you, you've been sucking on other nigga fucking dick. What? I've seen that.
I won't play too much of it because it is definitely Jurassic Park 1. It is wild. I just think people, and I'm saying this to guys while I settle up, we need to start making better decisions. Stop blaming the decision you made and blame yourself because you made the decision.
Mm.
Big man, she's in a car with somebody else and somehow you lost. If you would like to see the full clip, I probably won't give you a link, but I might even tweet it. You can see the full clip where you can see this guy actually loses the situation because he asked the girl to leave the vehicle and get off the guy's lap when they're both naked doing their thing.
Do you know why that's nuts? Literally. Because, yeah, to me, that sounds like an indirect of wanting to see what the man's piece was. Right. Why are you so keen on her getting up off the man's lap? Because I was watching that and I kept saying, why does he keep asking her to get up like that? Like, why does he keep saying, get up, like, this is mid-chop. Dick is in the panan bread. Why are you so keen on her getting up off the lap? Have you noticed how many times he says, get up?
Do you know why?
Go on.
He has to go back and tell his brethrens his girl's cheating on him. His brethrens then go, how do you know?
Nah, man,
I went into the car and saw them. So what did you do? I went away. What, I left them in the car? Make an attempt, I hear it.
Nah, he wanted to see it. Don't want to be physical. He wanted to see it, bro.
Nah, some people, it's not enough, like, for most people, it would be enough to even just look through the window and see your girl in the back of the car.
That's enough.
That's enough. You don't need to, but for some people, they need to see, okay, you actually had sex.
So you're not sitting on his lap. It actually really is in.
Yeah, because there's some people that can be genuine. Oh yeah, I'm just sitting
there. It's true, I hear it.
We don't have no clothes on, but yeah, we were fucking guys. If you're not ready to hear the truth, then you're gonna believe anything.
You'll accept the lie. Cause listen, any of my brethren, if you ever accept that lie, man, we officially are no longer friends. There's nothing for us to talk about. Come on, fam. Especially if you are a man that does this. You decide to go and get a haircut. You say, let me go trim my hair. And then you and your barber have a conversation. Let's see how it goes.
It's not real, bro.
I'm texting. You
Either.
So let me give you some context.
You
think
you don't know once a man's gone past where he's meant to go past? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But yeah, why?
Yeah, something's not right.
You're right.
From the first immediately.
Big man, what are you doing?
You know when you that's go a little fight. Bit? Yeah, straight away.
Why didn't he do
that's
it?
That's not real, man.
But why didn't he do it?
Oh, he's... Oh.
Why didn't he do it? He asked her about Samantha. Who's Samantha? Yes, the man sitting in the chair is sleeping with the barber's missus. Then go in to the barber to get the trim. And the way the barber speaks to him at the end, he better shape up. Cut, it was crazy. Yeah. You better find your own way of shaping up. Look how scared this you is. If you hear the tone from this barber, he ain't playing no games.
That's crazy.
Everyone's shaping up without a trim or with a trim. It's crazy. So to that guy, why would you sleep with your barber's gal and then go get a trim from him?
The only reason I could think of why he would sit in the chair like that is because the barber's actually a rude boy.
Oh, I believe don't wanna so. Dis-
like, he knows something's not right, but he's just trying to hope that it's not what it actually really is. What it is. Look
you
at
don't,
his face.
You don't, you're not that scared. You can't be. You can't be. There's no way you can be chopping your barber's wife or gal.
That's true.
And then still getting your hair cut there. When there's knives, scissors, and so many things that a man could just juke you in your neck with. You're comfortable sitting down with razors and stuff and you're beating a man's gal.
Yeah. He could cut you with the blade still.
Like, your hairline's the least.
Of your worries, to be
of
fair.
Your worries.
But yeah. I've seen stories like this in real life. It happens. Oh, it happens. Maybe not a barber, but man in the air circle.
Oh, I've seen it.
Man get down in a barber shop regular. Well, not regular, but I've seen, like, I know of situations where that's happened. But I've seen in the barber shop where fights have happened, not because of trims though, but I've seen a man sit in the chair, getting a trim, and then a don has
come in and it's, oh yeah, I've seen that plenty of times.
And he's giving him, and you know what? You see the first punch as well, yeah? Because what the op has is the benefit of being able to size up the thing. Yeah, the so with it. Element what he does is he comes from all the way back like this now.
Bang!
Yeah. What? Mash up the whole thing. Mash up the whole thing, bro. I've seen a couple of bad things happen in the world.
You gone?
You gone? Oh, Frisco. Come on,
man. Make a move,
bro.
Wait, is there more howlers?
There's only one more.
Come on, man.
No more laughing, yeah, Fris?
Yeah, no more laughing, man.
No more laughing.
Benefits of the doubt,
though.
Benefits of the doubt, though.
I love Frisco. Well,
that is the name of the pod, still.
You scared me, boy. How do you lighten the mood? You lighten the mood by bringing in Keke Palmer. As I told you, I DM'd her, and it was for this.
The people that feel like, okay, you're just capitalizing without concern. If that's not who you are, what would you say you are doing?
I don't think I was like capitalizing. I think I was just like taking people who I thought were really amazing and like
that's capitalizing
interviewing them, but I didn't think more like deeply into that. And I can see how like I definitely can see how people would come to that conclusion. It's like it's crazy though.
You can see how people would come to the conclusion that you were nobody a year ago and had the opportunity to speak to Drake and actually Offset within 5 minutes.
I know a lot of people thought like, I mean, it's crazy. Like, yeah. I don't, again.
Assuming it's a setup or yeah, assuming. I mean, or then there's always the industry plant gag.
I know.
You're not an industry plant, right?
I am, but.
So wait, what is the industry plant to you?
I mean, I don't truly like know. Well,
what is
that? I feel like it means like, I don't know. I mean, like the industry is like healthy.
You
like, I don't know where, I know I applied and they were like,
so I guess
yeah.
What I think is the industry plant is. What I think industry plant is, it's like somebody that has been like, that is tied to someone else in the industry and uses those connections to capitalize and they like have zero talent.
That makes more sense than what I thought it was. So I was like,
what did you think?
I don't know, like some, like the industry like comes in and is like, hey, like we pick you, you're going to be the next. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have any ties though. So I would love to have had ties. I feel like my life would have been a lot easier if I had ties. Don't have any ties.
Yeah.
Just have like.
Well, you do feel kind of planty. We do have the same manager. So is this.
I know.
Wow. Now for me, that's a pretty good tie. All I'm going to say is this, people. That right there from Keke Palmer, absolutely incredible. Maybe not everything you do is, but I really like that because it really did refine exactly what I guess a plant is. If you're an individual in this scene who has a strong position
and you're able to take something from obscurity and place it at the forefront of everything with any real hard work or graft, you have been planted by something in the industry, which I believe makes sense to call you an industry plant. The different version is you pluck something by an important individual and you graft. You still have to do the graft. You're still in certain places like David Beckham's son working in a coffee shop when he was 17. You're still having to show your graft before you get what you like. Doesn't feel like an industry plant. Feels like you was given an opportunity by the industry, but you had to prove your worth in order for you to go where you need to go. That doesn't feel like you, Mrs. Take care.
So you DM'd us. You DM'd
her. Oh, come on. She's named twice. Kiki, come on, my love. Do you love me? Are we riding?
Hey, as you're doing that, honourable shout out to Zizi on a short head thing as well.
She's crazy.
Glorious. She's crazy. Absolutely glorious. Big up Zizi every time.
Can you go on?
What was you going to say?
I want to just commemorate the 8th of February. It's a very special day. It's the day my brethren, Rowell Oskeen, was born. We left us, you bought a ticket to our show the last time we did a live show. We left that for you, my guy. RIP to my boy, Rowell. I love you. I miss you. You was such a good guy. Mm. He died literally just before COVID. It proper hurt, fam. Like, Donnie didn't get to see the Vibber live show. He was like a real Vibber fan. Donnie didn't get to come to the HC live show.
How old was he?
How old was Rowell, boy?
He's in his 20s.
Late 20s, bro. Late 20s and... He was not, I'll tell you what, he was 32.
Okay.
I'm like, Rich. So early love 30s. Love and guidance
to his
family, everything, man. Like, we love you, my bro. We try to keep you alive every single time, man. You're good man. Yeah. Good man.
Love and guidance, my brother. Love and respect in all aspects.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.